Susan Saunders in studio with one of my favorite topics in the whole wide world, movies. You hear me discuss them all the time, especially on Thursdays when Adam Fox is on as manager of the Normal Theater. And there's something very special happening at the Normal Theater tomorrow night. And it is a private showing of a movie that is a documentary about diamond cutters called Sharing the Rough. I am very honored to have in studio the director of this film, and that would be Orin Mazzoni. Welcome to WJBC, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Susan.
You're an award-winning director. Your Internet Movie Database bio's quite large, so we know you didn't pay for any entries on there. Congratulations on all your success. Tell us about this film.
Thank you. Well, this is a film that I've wanted to tell for a long time, and basically, this film shows the romance and the passion behind the jewelry business and the jewelry industry. And, you know, the jewelry industry has been inundated with, movies like Blood Diamond and things like that. But, I grew up in the jewelry business, a third generation jeweler. And, you know, everybody around the world adorns themselves with jewelry, 90% of the population. And I thought it was an important story to tell that there is good in this industry and there is passion, and we should be proud of our jewelry and we should be proud of what we wear. And the story goes from mine to market and shows a gem coming out of the ground in a mine and then ends up with an end consumer. And it's completely organic.
And now, were you going and researching at all in the place that is still on my bucket list to go visit down in Arkansas, where they go to the state park and apparently people just trip over diamonds all the time?
Well, it starts with an A, but it's not Arkansas, it's Africa. And so the film takes place in East Africa, Tanzania and Kenya, and it shows the economics behind gem mining. It shows that it's a country that is rich in gem minerals, and they're just starting to create their infrastructure. And if it's done correctly and they can continue to grow and mine these gemstones, they could do very well for themselves.
Can't have a conversation about jewelry without thinking of one of our favorite jewelers. And as we're celebrating, so you know, our 90th anniversary here at WJBC, one of our longest running sponsors is Jack Lewis Jewelry. And Jack Lewis Jewelers, name changed a little bit in there. I always say it wrong. Jack Lewis Jewelers, number one top guy, is also here in studio, and that would be the amazing John Carter. How did this come about that you two met each other and created this special event at the Normal Theater tomorrow night, John?
Orin and I are both privileged enough to, we both kind of grew up in this industry. He through his family, and I started working at Jack Lewis, as you know, as a young man in high school. And we kind of inadvertently knew each other in those days. But I was honored because I got to see this film for the very first time that it was shown publicly in Tucson, Arizona, during the Gem Fair that goes on every January and February out there. And it was me and Orin and probably about 90 other people. And it was kind of his unveiling to the industry of, look at this cool story that I've told that really, at first glance, I thought would be for us, people who know the industry. But it didn't take me long in the theater to realize what this thing really translates and will speak to the education of our consumers about what it takes to go from mine to market. In this case, a green garnet from East Africa to the cutter, to the jewelry designer, which is one of our favorite people, Mark Schneider, to the end consumer, and from dirt to wearable art. It is pretty amazing, and he captures the passion of it.
That's amazing. Actually, one of the parts of the story I'm most interested in is the cutters, because after you've told me multiple times about your adventures in Antwerp, going over with the yearly trip to try and bring back diamonds, and you're sorting through sometimes raw diamonds and then some of the others. When you were filming this, Orin, were you nervous that at times you were going to come across things that were going to be uncomfortable for your family, audience members of jewelers and gemologists?
Well, you know what? I actually wasn't, because I knew the area. I studied the area before because I didn't. You know, I wanted to make sure that the story was true and completely organic. And I also wanted to make sure that we were in an area that was safe. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we had. let's see, we had probably 12, 15 people with us, and they were gem cutters, they were consumers, and they really made the documentary what it is. I was never worried that the jewelry industry or anything like that or my family's jewelry store was going to be shown in a negative light, you know, if that's what you mean, because there's 10-to-1 places on, you know, that show the beauty and the passion behind the miners. And you know, the miners in East Africa, they represent a lot of artisanal miners across the world. So,
do they consider it an art form instead of just a job and a passion?
I would say they consider it a passion, most definitely. But it is a job, you know.
Like being a hunter, you know, where I'm always trying to find something bigger, something better than I've ever discovered before? And this next discovery of a gem be the best one I've ever discovered?
Oh, yeah. One of the funnest parts was, we know in the film where the gem came from, and we know the person that actually found it. And it's a young man. He was probably in his late 20s, and we lovingly call him Buddha, as well as, you know, his family, calls him Buddha. And, he's on, you know, so, you know, I captured him. And, you know, one of the cool things was I did not know documentary, you know, it's run and gun. So, you know, I did not know the individual person that found it. We knew the mine, and we're inside of the mine, and I'm filming. And, so the mine manager says, you know, my son is the one that found it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's sitting right here. So, you know, then I turn my camera on him, and I'm like, tell me about it. And this guy's just got this big smile on his face, you know, and he's like, we knew we found something really special. And he loved it, and you could tell that there was passion in his eyes.
I would have no idea that they would even know specifically what stones they have found. So the story in Sharing the Rough, which is a movie directed by my guest here today, Oren Mazzoni, and is a special engagement thanks to Jack Lewis Jewelers, and we'll tell you how to get tickets in a second. I would have no idea that they would even be able to keep track of who found what. What is so unusual about this one particular stone? Is it very, very large? Is it ultimate clarity?
Well, it's actually both combined with the rarity of it. So it was a very large stone. It was very clean, and it's very rare. So, you know, put those three things together, and you have something very special.
And the color is incredible.
And you said it's a garnet?
Yeah, it's a green garnet.
And so is this the first time that Buddha has ever discovered what his gem find, what it turned into, getting to see the finished product?
Oh, yeah. This was the biggest gem that has ever come out of that mine to that time. I'm not sure what's happened in the past year. We filmed in January 2014. So there could be something bigger since, but this was a 50-carat piece of rough.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
That's a large stone.
It's huge.
All right. Sharing the Rough, again, is happening tomorrow night at the Normal Theater. It starts at 6:30, but you can't just walk up and get tickets. So, John Carter, I turn back to you. This is a special engagement with Jack Lewis Jewelers. How do you get a ticket?
We're selling tickets for $20, and all proceeds for the event go to the Boys and Girls Club. So it's turned into a really nice fundraiser. That was kind of my passion. I thought, well, if I'm going to show this, I want to have a charitable aspect of it as well. So
I can hear Alicia Whitworth in the audience grinning from ear to ear as you're saying that, right?
Well, they do so much good. And as you know, I mean, we've got a couple of hundred seats sold, which will be some very real money for them. But also, that's a large theater. So we still have 100, 150 tickets that we can sell.
And how do they get a hold of them besides tripping you on the street?
Please don't do that.
Right.
I'm very delicate. You can call me at the store, which is 663-0538. Just anybody that answers the phone, you can tell them you want to get your tickets. Or they could email me, jcarter@jacklewisjewelers.com, or even easier, they could just come in today.
Stop in the store and get your ticket.
Yep.
This is a fascinating piece. Oren, you debuted it earlier this year. Is there going to ever be a widescreen release? I know documentary movies have a hard time getting theater space, but at the same time, once they get nominated, as many of your other projects have, for big awards, there are places to put them out there. Is this a movie that's going to have a bigger release?
Actually, yeah, we're doing it right now. We're doing a do-it-yourself, you know, release, but we're doing it through the American Gem Society and Jewish Mutual with their support, as well as you know, other members of the jewelry industry in the community. So we're if you go to our website, sharingtheruff.com, and go to tickets or screenings, you'll see we've already been, I think we've already showed the film maybe 30, 40 times, and we're traveling across the country. So we've been in, you know, Philadelphia, we've been in Detroit, we've been in Charlotte, you know, now we're here in Normal, and it's been fantastic. So
when would you get the notification in 2016 that somebody might want you to come to one of those awards shows where they're going to give you a really big gold statue named Oscar?
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping for that, and you know, I think that Oscar will have to call me, you know, himself. But
before you'd believe it?
Yeah, before I would actually believe it, right? Exactly. So, you know, maybe, you know, this is a great film. It's something I'm proud of. If I'll be the first to tell you, as an artist director, if I didn't think this was something special, I would not be here today. I would be like, this is a bad movie.
Did anybody family, since you said you grew up in a jewelry family, did anybody in your family, were they concerned about you working on this project?
No. You know what?
Were they all supportive?
They were very supportive. I am very blessed. I have an amazing support system. I have an amazing family, amazing girlfriend who is you know, my acting producer. And
where's home base for you?
Home base is L.A., Hollywood, Studio City.
And who in the family circle of trust loved the movie the most?
You know, I would have to say my dad, probably, you know, because he, you know, it was very tough for me to leave the jewelry business. You know, the jewelry business is named after myself, my grandfather, mm-hmm. Orin the first, and I'm the third. And
you're the wayward
son. Yeah, right. And I was kind of groomed to take over. And, you know, I went to film school later in life after I worked for the jewelry for my father for 10 years. And we were basically partners hand in hand. And I told him, I want to go follow this passion. And he said, you know, go for it, son. And, you know, when he saw the film, I think he was kind of blown away that it was a little bit more. Let's say it was a lot more than what he expected. You know,
sounds like a love story to the family.
It's cool. It's, you know what? It's fantastic. I can't say enough about my parents and their support and
John,
what they've done.
You've grown up in the same environment that Orin has in the jewelry business. What did you learn from this film that you didn't know before you saw it?
I think, and I told Orin this after the film, I think that sometimes we as Americans, and you know, in my case, I'm in the retail side of it, so I just see the pretty finished goods most of the time. And we have this misconception that the miners, they do what they need to do solely to put food on their tables. And Orin and I talked about this after the movie because I said, you captured perfectly the passion that they have behind what they do, because there are easier professions for where they are. And in Tanzania, as Orin's explained to me, food and water are fairly abundant. You know, it's not like other parts of the world where they really need to scrape to find those things. They do these things because of the journey, because of the lure of the gems, not for riches, but they do it for the love of their family. And there's a really, I won't spoil it, but there's a really beautiful line in the movie about why they do what they do. And I'm telling you, I saw this movie for the first time with people that do what we do as a labor of love, because retail is not always super glamorous. And I was in the theater with Orin's father, who I've known for a long time. And we went to dinner afterwards. And I could tell you right now, I mean, I saw it with him the first time he saw it. And you had a very proud papa in the room that night. And at dinner, I mean, he was beaming with pride. So it really was a love story.
So it's possible I could watch the film Sharing the Ruff, which, again, special engagement, one night only at the Normal Theater tomorrow night. Contact John Carter at Jack Lewis Jewelers for your tickets. It's possible that I could have a different perception every time I put on a diamond or put on a garnet or put on a gemstone from this point on. My feeling about my jewelry is it could be forever changed.
It has ultimately changed my entire perspective, and I work around it every day and have for 23 years of my life.
This is going to be a good show. I'm excited. I'm going, ladies and gentlemen. 6:30 tomorrow night again. Jack Lewis Jewelers, you on the website, jacklewisjewelers.com. You can learn more about the movie and see some very special comments.
On our Facebook page in particular.
On your Facebook page as well. But I know you've got a blog out there floating around somewhere that you wrote with questions that you asked of Oren, because John's a very talented blogger. Have you noticed that?
He is.
He's very good. Mm-hmm. At some point in time, if you've ever got extra time and you're looking for another documentary to do, here's your dude.
There you go.
Oren Mazzonic, thank you so much
for coming in today.
I look forward to seeing your work, and I wish you best of luck during the awards season. I hope I'll finally not be fast-forwarding through the documentary section of the Oscars.
Right.
I don't always do it. Sometimes I go back
to
it.
We hope you can join us tomorrow.
I'm going to the film.
You'll be our guest.
Hand to God. I'm going to the film tomorrow night. I don't want to miss this one because, like I said, if it turns out to be Oscar time and suddenly we know somebody that we're rooting for in the documentary category, because this will be documentary long form, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, we'll all be watching for Oren Mazzonic and say, I heard him first on WJBC.